Okay, we're in Sanhedrin, Pei Vav Amid Aleph. In the Schottenstein Gemara, this is 86A2, first column. In the Gemara, it's like 15 lines from the top of the page. Okay, the Mishnah is speaking about kidnapping a slave and selling him, that it's also Chayiv Misa. Okay, that's what it says. And one opinion says you have to make him work first. The other opinion says even if you don't make him work, but the Gemara explained, you have to make him work a little bit because that's what the Torah says. The question, how much do you have to make him work? But then the last thing, it was like this. The last thing in the Mishnah the Gemara is talking about now, it says, a person who was half slave, half free. And we learn, what does that mean? Two owners owned a Goyish slave. One of them freed the slave. So when a Goyish slave becomes free, he becomes a full-fledged Jew. Like this, he's obligated in a mitzvah to take a woman while he's a slave. Once he becomes free, he becomes a full-fledged. By the way, talk about minyan. The Gemara says that Rabbi Lazar came to show once with a slave, his goyish slave, and there were only 9 people for the minyan. He freed a slave just to be able to daven with a minyan. See how important davening with a minyan is. He lost a slave because of it. Anyway, so the Mishnah said like this. What happens if a guy kidnaps one who's half-slave, half-free? So Rabbi Yehuda says chayiv for kidnapping and selling, and the chachamim hold potter. Okay? So that's what the Gemara is explaining now. Tanan Hosom, we learned in another Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein lavodim beishas. There's no embarrassment to slaves. Okay? But the chachamim hold, there is embarrassment to slaves. In other words, like this is normally at the dinners if you embarrass somebody, you have to pay baishas. What happens if you embarrass a slave? So Rabbi Yehuda says you're potter because slaves that don't have embarrassment. And the Chachamim say they do. Okay?
How do they calculate bullshit?
How much a person is willing to be paid to be embarrassed publicly? You come to a guy and say, listen, if you'd be embarrassed publicly, how much would you be willing to get paid to become embarrassed publicly?
From person to person, that changes.
And Ochanami. I call it the Gemara, the Mishnah says, it all depends. For instance, and it's interesting, Nezik Tzari, Bishavis, and Baisha. Nezik, right? Damage. You have to pay the 5 things, right? Damages. So the Mishnah says, how do you. So, the, for instance, you cut, God forbid, you cut off somebody's hand. So, how do you value that hand? So, it says, how much a slave is sold on the market, with a hand, without a hand. But that's universal, so to speak. That's equal, whatever slave would be sold with or without. Beishas, Gemara says, more prominent people, they get embarrassed, have more embarrassment than a person that always is walking in the street, so to speak, that always gets embarrassed. So over there, the Gemara says, how much, Bezdin evaluates how much, according to this particular person, how much embarrassment he would get or not get. That's what the Gemara says. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So the Gemara says like this. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Okay? What's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds slaves don't have embarrassment? Where does he learn that out from? So he learns that from a pasuk. It says, Ki yinotzu anoshim yachtov ish va'ochiv. If two men are fighting, a man with his brother. And then the wife comes and embarrasses the guy. She touches his private parts whenever he becomes embarrassed. Yeah? So what does the pasuk say? Each man is fighting with his brother, which means somebody that has brotherhood. Misha yeshtay achva, one who has a brotherhood. Yotza eved, eved doesn't have any brotherhood. Because it's not a brother, as Rashi explains, because remember we discussed this last time in a different Gemara. Avraham Avinu said to Yishmael and Eliezer, Shvulacham poi imachamor. Stay here with the donkey. What is he saying? Ima chamar. Stay here. What do you have to say with the donkey? So Gemara learns, don't read it ima chamar, read it ama chamar. A nation of a donkey. Just like by animals, there's no brothers, there's no, you know, anything like that. So by avodim, there's no brothers. So v'rabonin, so the question is, why do chacham say there is embarrassment? I mean, there is embarrassment. L'chayra, it's not your brother. He says, no, achiv u'b'mitzvahs. Certain mitzvahs, like we said, a slave, a goyish slave, is obligated in all the mitzvahs a woman does have to keep. So in that respect, he's obligated in certain amount of mitzvahs. So he says like this. What does this have to do about kidnapping? Nothing like this. Rabbi Yehuda says an Eved has no busha. Chachamim say an Eved has busha. And that's connected to the same thing. That if you steal an Eved, Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayiv, and Chachamim say Pata. What's the connection? Hey, Chadolish Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda learn this? He says like this. So it says in the Pasuk, if a guy will kidnap a person of his brothers, uses him, sells him, he gets killed, right? Okay, now, it says, Me'achov, from his brothers, meaning not all brothers, from brothers, La'fuki avodim, to exclude avodim, because the Torah says, from some of your brothers, an Eved is not completely your brother. B'nei Yisrael, the Pasuk adds the word B'nei Yisrael, teaches us, Lemute mi shechetiv Eved v'chetiv ben chayru. To exclude, this is what Rabbi Yehuda says. Okay? He's exempt from the death penalty. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says chayv, 1 second. B'nei Yisrael, and then it says again, B'nei Yisrael, Lemute mi shechetiv Eved v'chetiv ben chayru. It's interesting. It says twice the word B'nei Yisrael. Okay? So he says each one of them comes to exclude half Eved, half free. And two negatives make a positive. Two inclusions make an exclusion. Ein ribui acher ribui elu lemiut. It's like two negatives making a positive. In Torah, two additional exceptions. In other words, one B'nai Yisrael says only a Jew, not a half Eved, half free. Another person says B'nai Yisrael, again the same thing, half Eved, to exclude it. So the double exclusion is to include it. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yechayev. If you sell a half a slave, half free, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yechayev. So the Gemara says, why is Yechayev? So he says, because the word B'nai Yisrael means to exclude half Eved, but it's twice. Okay, have a miyut achem miyut. It's exclusion following an exclusion.
Is that because technically he can be freed by court?
It's not a reason. I think it's more of a gzeres hakosa. The Torah says only a full-fledged Jew are you obligated if you kidnap him. If you kidnap an Eved, that the Pasuk says clearly, Me'achov, not avodim. But then the Pasuk says two more exclusions, and both of them mean half Jew, half free. I mean half Eved, half free. And the fact that it's the double exclusion comes to include it, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says chayiv.
Are you talking about a Jewish slave here?
Geisha slave.
Only Geisha.
A Jewish slave is a full-fledged Jew who works. Basically, in practical sense, a Jewish slave is a guy that works 24/7. But he's a worker. You don't own him. The only thing he's allowed to do, if the guy has a wife, the master can give him a shiksa to reproduce goyish slaves, but that's the only thing that he's different than any other Jew. He's a full-fledged Jew. He's just, you don't even own him. He works for you day and night, that's all.
What about a shivcha?
What is shivcha?
Is somebody kidnapped him?
No,
sinam. Same thing?
It
says Eved.
Yeah, it's not part of it.
It's not part of it?
No. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. What are the Chachamim? So L'chei Reb Yudah is right, there's a double exclusion, which means inclusion. So why did Chacham hold if you steal half slave, half free, he's potter? So he says, Me'achov la'fuki avodim le'mashmahu. Because the first thing, it says, Me'achov, to exclude avodim, Chacham say it's not. Therefore, why? Because Achav hu b'mitzvahs. Therefore, he's mitzvahs. Therefore, B'nei Yisrael, M'bnei Yisrael, one is to exclude Eved, and one is to exclude half Eved, half free. Meaning like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an extra pasuk. Because one excludes Eved, and then there's two left. Both to exclude half Eved, half free, which is a double negative, which makes a positive. Double exception makes an inclusion, right? Now, Chachamim say the first pasuk is not extra, Because Mei Echov would not exclude an Eved, because Eved is also obligated in mitzvahs like a woman. So therefore he says like this, there's only two psukim. One for real Eved, that excludes it, and one for half Eved and half Ben Chayin, therefore you part it. There's no double exclusion. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one pasuk teaches us no Eved, and then there's two left to exclude half Eved, half free, and there's a double exclusion. Chama say, no, there's no pasuk. Like, the first one doesn't exclude Eved, because you can't exclude Eved from the word brother, because he is your brother in certain mitzvahs. So how do we exclude Eved from one B'nai Yisrael? Therefore, there's only one other B'nai Yisrael.
No double exclusion,
only single exclusion. 7:05. Okay, then the Gemara says, guys, please come to my, I'm not going to be here today, I have a chuppah. Hazara gleinev nefesh minayin. Now the Gemara says like this. Anytime the Torah tells you a punishment, the din is the Torah first has to warn you. The pasuk just says, if you steal an Eved and work him and sell him, you get killed. But where does it say you're not allowed to do it? That's the rule in Torah. In Torah, when the Torah is like by Shabbos, it says, yeah, you get skila. But the Torah first says, don't do melacha. Anytime the Torah says a punishment, the Torah somewhere else has to tell you you're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara says, Hazhara l'gainev nefesh minayin. Where does it say in the Torah you're not allowed to kidnap? So Amar Rabbi Yechanan, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yeshi Yameskip. Rabbi Yeshi Yamar, it says a signave in the Ten Commandments. What?
That's very general.
No, because the Gemara is going to explain. The lay signave in the Ten Commandments doesn't mean money. Because all the other no's,
right.
Commit adultery, idolatry, is capital punishment.
Right.
So therefore, Lysignave would have to be a stealing that also gets you capital punishment. Because otherwise it doesn't fit in.
It's not the same category.
It's not the same category. Because right away the Torah says don't commit adultery and don't kill, all these things. And all those things are definitely Misa. So the Gemara's that's what the Gemara is elaborating on now. So Rabbi Yeshia says, the Torah says, Lysignate, which means don't kidnap. Because where do you have a kidnapping, that stealing that gets you killed? Normally you steal, you don't get killed. There's only one stealing that you get killed if you kidnap a slave and work him and sell him. So therefore it says, Lysignate in the Ten Commandments. It means don't kidnap. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan says no. From another place it says that Yimachu Mimkeres Avid, they should not be sold in a manner of a slave. And he said, Valei Pliga, they're not even arguing. Why? Because he says like this, Marko Choshev Lav de Gneva, or Marko Sover Lachoshev Lav de Mechira. In order to get Misa, you have to steal and sell him. Right? There's two Avedis you're doing. Kidnapping him and selling him. So therefore, the Gemara says there's two psukim. Rabbi Yeshia says the sin of stealing, like signate, and Rabbi Yechanan is saying the sin of not selling. Okay, then it says like this. Tan Rabbanan, Rabbanan learned the following. The signate, it says in the Ten Commandments, you're not allowed to steal. He said, "Begainiv nefashas hakasim medabit." What type of stealing is the Ten Commandments of Sir Sadib is talking about? It's stealing of kidnapping. Yeah, the Gemara says, "Atem begainiv nefashas." You say it means kidnapping. Ain ala begainiv mamin. Maybe it means only regular stealing. How do you know it means kidnapping? Maybe it means just don't steal. He says, "Amart, I'll tell you." Say Ulamab Mishlesha, say Midushater in the Dreshes, and the 13 ways that Rabbi Shmuel says you learn things in Tatum. Davar Alamid Minyone. One is you learn it out from the context. Now, Bamea Kosim Medaber, what type are we talking about? Benefoshes, capital punishment, like we just said. What does it talk about in the Sersa Dibris? Money. I mean, adultery, idolatry, murder. Those are all capital punishments. Therefore, when the Torah says le signev, what does it mean? It must mean kidnapping. Tanya idach, another brisa says like this: le signevu. There's not in the Ten Commandments. Another pasuk says, by the way, don't steal, because it's interesting. Where does it say in the Torah you're not allowed to steal? If le signevu, the Ten Commandments means kidnapping. So where does it say you're not allowed to steal? So it says there's another pasuk. It says le signevu. Not in the sense of dibbis. Janu says le signevu. Begain of Mamed Akasim Medabe. The Torah is speaking Pevav Amid Aleph, closer to the bottom. Begain of Mamed Akasim Medabe. The Torah is speaking about stealing money. So he says, Ata Begain of Mamed, you say the pasuk means stealing money. Ayein ala Begain of Nefoshes. Maybe it means takya kidnapping. So he says again, go use the way the Torah derives things. Like you just got through saying, what is that pasuk talking about? B'mamin, by money. I've come b'mamin here also by money. Money. Meaning over there. Over there it says, you shouldn't cheat your friend and don't steal. Now, cheating your friend is not capital punishment. What are you cheating him with? Money. Right? So over there, like signevo is the same as in the same context, which means stealing money. The gainev in the Aseret HaDibros, what is it talking about over there? Capital punishments of murder, idolatry, and adultery. So over there, it means the kidnapping that you get misa for. So Gemara is very simple. You're not allowed to steal, and you're not allowed to kidnap. Kidnapping gets misa. How do we know Le Signev and Aseret HaDibros is kidnapping? Because again, Torah says you get killed for kidnapping if you sell them. And that's why Le Signev and the Aseret HaDibros is talking about Chayiv Misa, which the only stealing you can get killed for is kidnapping. The other pasuk that says Le Signev is speaks about cheating money. So Le Signev over there means stealing money. So therefore, teach that you're not allowed to steal money.
This is the source that
Leisignev in that source Leisignev. It means kidnapping.
This is the source. This is the Gemara.
This is the Gemara. Yeah, I mean Rashi brings it down in Chumash, but this
right.
is the.
This is where Rashi gets it.
Yeah, this is the Gemara that it says Leisignev. I mean Leisignev in that source Leisignev.
And how do we know that everything that punishable in the source Leisignev is?
Idolatry, adultery.
So this one must also.
So also, leisignev, in that sense, adibus means a stealing that you get killed for. What stealing can you possibly get killed for? The only stealing you get killed for if you kidnap and work them and sell them.
So by it's just juxtaposition to the other disputes. Since
that's called davar lemin ben yonev and davar lemin misayfei.
So the Gemara is assuming, since everything else is...
In context. It's based on context. Over there, Le Signevu, in Vayikra, speaks about Le Sashig, not to, to cheat your friend. So over there, it means money. And here, it means nefoshes. Okay, now the Gemara says like this.
And also, is it for the purpose of reselling? I think that's what Rashi says.
No, you have to steal, work them, and sell them. Then you get Misa.
Okay, so if you don't...
You don't sell them, you don't get Misa.
Even though you did steal
it. Yeah.
How do we learn that? Is that also from this Gemara?
Because the Torah says, "Begainif ish umachare, v'samer by umachare." Torah says clearly, you kidnap, work him, sell him. The only machlekes we learned before about if you have to work him or not, if it's less than a shavu prut, if that's called work or also.
So since it's mentioned somewhere else.
What?
That if you
yeah.
someone.
So yeah, that was the Gemara saying. The Gemara's only question was, where do we find you're not allowed to do it?
So why is it mentioned again?
What do you mean? Because that refers to kid. That because that teaches you're not allowed to do it. That was the Gemara's question. You came late. The Gemara's question was, how do I know that I'm not allowed to do it? The Torah said if you do it, you get killed. But we learned the Torah first to tell you're not allowed to do it.
So it's the only place that the Torah says.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Itmar, we learned. In a thing like this, okay? Now, let's get this straight. In order to be chayiv, you have to kidnap him and sell him. Correct? Now, we know there's a din of Edom Zeimimin. Now, if Edom Zeimimin come and testify that Reuven kidnapped, worked, sold Shimon as a slave, and they become Edom Zeimimin, they become disqualified, because how can you testify that you saw this happen Monday morning you were with us somewhere else? So because they wanted to kill Reuven for kidnapping, stealing, and this, right, selling, so they get killed. That's the halacha, right? That's simple. Now the Gemara discusses what happens if two witnesses say Monday morning they kidnapped him. Reuven kidnapped him. And two other witnesses say Monday morning he sold him. And then each one is disqualified. But the problem is each one is only testifying on a half. If I testify, two people testify, you kidnap somebody, you're not going to get Misa. If the two witnesses only testify, you kidnap somebody, you're not going to get Misa.
Because
you have to work him and sell him. Correct? Now, two witnesses say a guy sold somebody. But he didn't say he kidnapped him. So again, it's a half a thing. So now the Gemara discusses, can they become Edom Zeimimin? Because each one testified on a half. Now, the truth is, both together testified on a whole. Both testified on the whole. But the question is, meanwhile, everybody's only saying half. So what's the story? So he says like this, Itma, we learned, okay, so two people say he kidnapped him, the other one say he sold him. The din is, they cannot be killed, okay? And we're going to see, the pashtus means both of them say they can't get killed, neither of the witnesses. Rabbi Yechanan Amen Narogin. And Rabbi Yechanan says, no, they do become Edom Zeimimin. They do get killed. Why? Sigmar explains it. Chizkia, Domek Rabbi Kiva, because Chizkia agrees with Rabbi Kiva's opinion that says, B'chlal, Davar, V'leichotzi Davar. When the Torah says like this, Apishnai Edim, Yokum Davar. Based on the testimony of two witnesses, something is established. Yeah? So Rabbi Kiva comes along and learns that passage to say Davar, V'leichotzi Davar. It has to be a whole thing, not a half a thing. So therefore, Chizkia says they can't become Edim Zeimim. Because each one's only testifying on a half. This one's testifying he kidnapped him. This one testifies he sold him. So each one's only testifying a half. So it's not even a testimony to begin with. So for sure they cannot become Edom Zeimimin. But Rabbi Yechon Omek Rabbanon, but Rabbi Yechon holds like the Chachamim that argue on Rabbi Akiva, and he says, Dover, afilo chotzi dover. That when the Torah says Dover, it means even chotzi dover. It doesn't mean only a whole thing, it means even a half. Therefore, even though each set of witnesses of Edom testify on a half, right? They're only testifying, this one testified he kidnapped him, this one testifies he sold him. Nevertheless, it's a valuable edus, and therefore they're Edom Zeimimin together as a unit. Okay?
Not if they're Edom Zeimimin. If they're not Zeimimin each other, actually.
No, I'm saying if both have, both.
According
to Rabbi Yechanan, if both sets, each set of witness becomes Edom Zeimimin, both of them are going to get killed.
Oh, okay.
Because they're testifying on a half a thing, and they're testifying on a half a thing, that becomes a whole thing.
But if both of them are right, you could go based on that Edus and administer the punishment.
According to the Chachamim, in other words, like this. Two witnesses say, forget Edom Zeimimin. Two Edom testify that he kidnapped him. Two Edom come along and they say he sold him. Or worked him and sold him. Yeah? That's all three. LeBel, according to the Chum, he's going to get Misa.
Because they complete each other.
Each one testified a half, but now you have a whole. And the whole says he kidnapped and sold. Then he's going to, the guy was going to get Misa. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Chacham, and therefore there could be Edom Zayman. Because the Pearl, they are killing the guy.
Together.
Okay, so, but the Chamod, you could testify on half a thing.
Rabbi Akiva says one Ed has to say the whole thing, from A to Z.
Rabbi Akiva says, Dover Lechotzi, Dover has to be a whole thing, yeah.
Otherwise, it's not Edus and it's not Zoymim.
Correct. Well, it's not Edus, not Zoymim.
That's not Halacha because it's Yach.
Huh?
That's not Halacha.
No, the Halacha is like the Chacham. But, it says like this, Maida Chizkiah, but Chizkiah is Maida. That means even though Chizkiah says that they can't get killed because it's only half a thing, he says, Maida Chizkiah, Ba'edim Achreinim Shal Ben Seder, Maida Shener Ogim. If they testify, the second group of Edim Ba'edim Zaymimin. Okay? Now, what's a Ben Seder Maida? We learned. He has to steal X amount of money, and he has to eat X amount of things, okay? Now, the first time he comes to Beis Din, he gets Malkus. If he does it again, that's when he gets Misa, okay? Now, so Ben Seder and Meir basically did it, we learned before in the Mishnah, he did it once, and then he does it again. Chizkiah
was a
Nemoira? Chizkiah was a contemporary of Rabbi Yechanan. He was a student of Rabbi Danasi. Okay, so now like this, Ben Seder Meira, right? What's the din of Ben Seder Meira? Ben Seder Meira is the guys testify that he stole money and he, pardon the expression, fressed and all that stuff, right? And then he gets, but he has to do it twice to get Misa. Now, one group testified on the first time, and the second group testifies on the second time. One group testifies that on Monday morning he stole money and ate, and another group comes on Tuesday morning and says he did it again. Or they don't, he did it again. They he did it Tuesday.
It was two times?
Yeah.
Certain
age,
certain things to do.
Yeah, but the Gemara said it never happened because it had to be a certain three-month period.
But it had to happen two times?
Yeah.
Ben Sermer has done the offense twice to be Chayv Misa.
Yeah. First time he gets Malkus.
Really? First time he gets. Okay. I'm learning to.
Give me that Gemara. Let's just watch it. This one doesn't go back there. Yeah, we learned all that, no? No, it says like this. If the first time he did it, Masid and Beit B'fnei Shleisha. First time you warn him, they bring him to Beis Din, Malkanesi. Chazar v'kilkul, need him B'Shleisha. Then you get the 23, capital punishment.
B'Shleisha?
Huh? No, Esrim B'Shleisha. Misa is to be minimal, we learned it has to be 23.
Why does it say need him?
No, I said Esrim B'Shleisha. I didn't. Okay, so now he says like this. L'cheira, the second guys themselves, L'cheira shouldn't be killed. Because it has to be twice. And they're only testifying on once. Which is L'cheira, again, a half a thing. But he says he would be made that he gets killed. Why? Because the first group can say, Lal Kosebanu. We didn't come to get him killed. We only came to give him Malkus. What happens when he does it once? He does it once, it's only Malkus, not Misa. So the first group of witnesses can say, listen, we can't get killed. Because we didn't want to get him to get killed. We wanted him to get Malkus. Okay, give us Malkus. But the second group did the whole thing now. Who's getting a Misa? The second group. The first group is not getting a misa.
Well, maybe the second group didn't know that.
It doesn't matter. Bottom line is what they're testifying now is to get him killed. The first group can say, we never testified to get him killed. We testified that he should get Malkus.
Second group could say too.
But then Lepel, they're testifying on the second time. Okay, so now the Gemara asks a very simple question. Rav Papa is going to leave it with this. Rav Papa asks a very simple question. Then, the Eid Mechira, a guy kidnaps and sold. Yeah? If you just kidnap, you get Malkus. You sell, you get Mechira. Mechira, then you get Misa. So the Gemara's question is, the first group can also come along and say, we never wanted him to get killed. We're only testifying he kidnapped him. That's not going to get a Misa. It's only going to get a Malkus. Who's getting a Misa? The second group. So why is this different than Ben Seder and Meir? It's the same din. Okay, we'll leave it here.
But it's not. It's not the same din.
Well, the Gemara's going to talk about it.
Try around.